So believe it or not, I am the answer lady. Yes, I write the advice column for Ladies Home Journal magazine every month. You should see the complaints we get this time of year. My husband invited 6 extra people to dinner. My sister thinks you can send her Christmas cards on email. I think my neighbor's son stole the tip I put out for the garbage man. These people have problems. Service, big time. But, you know, last year I had some troubles of my own, and I had no one to write to. If I could have written a letter, it would have been a pretty sad one. Dear answer lady, I am no holiday slouch. Every year I roast the turkey, I put up the Christmas tree, I light the Hanukkah candles, I buy the New Year's champagne. I do it, you know, I don't shirk. But this year, November's coming, and I just don't know. My mother died this year. My husband and I split up. I moved to Baltimore, but failed to sell my house in Pennsylvania, which now has a full basement of mold. And, you know, I just don't feel like I'm going to be able to do it this year. And I found out that now that my little daughter is going to be with my husband on Thanksgiving Day. And that just took the wind out of my sails. Sure, her 19 and 21-year-old brothers are coming home from college, but, you know, these are people that they are not the galloping gourmet. I mean, they think that, you know, Chick-fil-A, cheesesteak, this is food, this is good. And, you know, they're not much for fine wine, and they really don't care about napkin folding. I think a 6-pack and a roll of paper towels is just about what they're looking for in a Thanksgiving dinner. You know, am I going to cook for 3 days and clean up for 2 days with a 20-minute break in the middle for them to wolf it down while I'm standing there crying into my dead mother's favorite creamed pearl onions? Is this really necessary? Signed, Burnt Out in Baltimore. Dear Burnt, great news. They have Thanksgiving dinner in restaurants. Dude, it's true. I got on that internet. There's like dozens of restaurants in Baltimore all vying for my Thanksgiving business. I dial one up. I start explaining to the reservation clerk my situation. I might have given her a little more backstory than she actually wanted. You know, she said to me, I didn't say why. I said what time, okay? Whatever, okay. I said 3:30. 3:30. And at 3:30 on Thanksgiving Day, me, Hayes, and Vince, we trooped right over to that Alize, that nice restaurant near Johns Hopkins, and we sat down on our soft leather banquette. Our bottle of Nouveau Beaujolais sat before us. A huge spread was laid out on the board. The boys went marching up there. They come back. They have roast beef and salmon. I say, where's the turkey? They say, Mom, we don't like turkey. I'm like, who knew? Better yet, who cares? Because I did not spend a day and a half cooking the goddamn thing. Eat whatever you want, boys. It's fine with me. Let's talk. Let's talk. You know, we never talk. We had like the best conversation we've had in years and years. And, you know, I was getting a little mellow with all that Nouveau Beaujolais. And I say to them, is there anything that you really miss this Thanksgiving Day? And I'm thinking, you know, my mother, their father, maybe their stepfather, their little sister. They look at each other. The spinach jalapeno casserole, they say. Yes, the spinach jalapeno casserole. That's what we miss. I'm going to make that for you, boys. I'm going to make it this weekend. It's going to be my pleasure. Pleasure? Wow, what a Thanksgiving concept. Like we're not going to fight and punch holes in the dining room wall. You heard that, Vince. So... Christmas comes. It's coming. And I'm thinking, that really was great. I'm going to get back on that internet. We're going to Miami Beach. Seriously, I booked a hotel room in Miami Beach for December 25th and 26th. We got up Christmas morning. We walked right past our Christmas tree out the door to BWI, flew down to Florida, waited 7.5 hours for the rental car. By the time we drove to the hotel, every restaurant in Miami was closed except Subway, which my 10-year-old daughter Jane revealed is the best restaurant anyway. So We get to our hotel room with our Subway, and we unwrap our sandwiches, and we unwrap our present, which is a copy of Trivial Pursuit Family, because I have spent all the money on this vacation. And we play our Trivial Pursuit Family, and we eat our Subway, and this goes on for hours and hours, and it's morning, and the sun is rising over the Atlantic, but we can't see it because we're in a discount room overlooking the parking lot. That's okay. We just go outside. Are you sad? Are you lost? Are you very, very, very tired? Then take it from the answer lady. Make something different for the holidays. Reservations.
Marion Winnick.